Hello, welcome to the podcast. We are going to be talking about how to make the most of your time at uni today. I'm Fiona. I'm going into fourth year public sociology.
And I'm Bethan. I'm going into fourth year film and media. So I think the first thing we're just going to take the time to chat about is student services and the kind of support that's available at uni. And this is obviously something that's been covered in the past couple of podcasts, but we really want to nail down the kinds of things that you really should be looking at when you come to uni and the kinds of things that are really going to help you should you need extra support or just if you want some extra backing for your studies. So the first one is PALS, obviously. Definitely need to chat ourselves up a little bit, but whether or not you're wanting to be a part of PALS, as in a PALS leader, is really good for kind of extracurricular work. If you're wanting specifically to go into tutoring or some kind of teaching work, PALS is going to be great for the CV as well. But PALS will be great for the CV in general too, not just for teaching work. But if you don't want to be a PALS leader, you can come to a PALS session like what we've been doing for the past couple of weeks here. I would definitely recommend that.
Yeah, it's been like it's even just like a little extra like social thing to do to get to know your classmates and stuff a bit better. Like I know especially this year a lot of people have kind of said like they've really enjoyed just having like an extra place to go to meet new people and stuff.
Another point as well is class reps. Find out who your class reps are when you come in, especially if you're coming in from college, you may not know them as well. So they'll most likely be on the hub. It depends on obviously who's running that website with your course, but have a look around. And then if not, try and ask around and see who the class reps are. And that way, if you have any concerns with your course, you can bring it up to them and then they can then bring it up to the lecturers or the course coordinators or just any support you kind of need is a great way to go through them as well.
Yeah, just kind of like, having someone there, like it's literally their job to like feed back to the lecturers what the students are saying, and it's a great way to help not only like potentially improve the course for yourself, but also for like classes below you. If there's something that you don't think is quite right, or like there's a thing that you don't really understand, you want extra like content on, like the class rep is like probably the easiest way, other than probably speaking directly to the lecturer, but not everyone feels comfortable doing that, especially when you're new.
Exactly. But speaking of lectures, if you do want a bit more professional support or you need to find somewhere specifically in the uni to go, find out who your PAT is. So that's your personal academic tutor. They're normally more than likely to organise a meeting with you and you can have a chat with them, probably either online or on campus this year. Can either help you with support for your course or for whatever you're dealing with, whether it's personal or uni-based. And then if not, they can redirect you to the correct department you can go to. Which is part of the student services. And as we discussed a couple of weeks ago, all the various student services that are available on campus, there's so many. There's employability support, there's funding, there's personal,
Disability.
yeah, disability. There's so much on offer at QMU. So definitely
Yeah.
time to have a look. And if you do need any support in these areas, take advantage because that's what they're there for.
Yeah, I will say as well, rarely, but sometimes it might like happen that you don't gel well with your pat. You are able to request to get a new pat. I think just speaking to your like course coordinator, you're able to request a change. So like if for whatever reason like you don't feel like you're getting the support that you would need from your pat, there will be no hard feelings on their end. They're professionals, like they know it's just part of the business. Like sometimes you just don't gel with someone, and that's okay.
From people that I know from my experience who switched paths, it's been a quick and easy process for them. And they don't get questioned, you don't get poked and prodded on why. It's just an okay, you're not gelling well with this person, let's find you someone new. And it's usually pretty easy to switch. So yeah, definitely don't feel scared to kind of reach out and get the support that you need in whatever way makes you feel most comfortable.
Yeah, definitely. The next thing we want to talk about is time management. So I know for me, time management is something that I still struggle with. So I'm definitely the absolute most qualified person to talk about this. But it will take a bit of time to figure out like how to effectively manage your time. And it will very much obviously depend on the course that you're doing. But what I will say is like overestimate how much time you're going to take for everything. Just like if you think it's going to take 3 days, give yourself a week. Like start early because something always goes wrong. Like whether it's you can't find a reference for something or like you're just struggling with a particular topic, just giving yourself that extra time to like figure it out. Also, like emailing lecturers, because no lecturer is going to thank you if you email them at midnight the day before an essay is due. But if you email them a week in advance, they're like, I've not really had many experiences where I haven't received a response in time if I've emailed them with enough time.
Yeah, definitely. I think in terms of like not leaving things to last minute, it's easier said than done. But
oh yeah,
do your best to do so, because that way there is that support that's available. There's also ELS as well, who are sometimes happy to look over drafts and things for your essays, because they're obviously not involved within your course. Obviously not for the content, but more so for grammar, spelling, things like that, structure, referencing as well. I think they're happy to help with that too. So definitely take advantage of these if it's things that you need to. And leaving it to last minute, unfortunately, is not going to really support you with that. So having good time management is definitely a big plus. For me, I like to keep a schedule of like daily tasks that I have to do and just go through them throughout the day. But having that written down somewhere, whether it's on your phone, whether you've got post-it notes or just in a notebook or a diary, I think is definitely a good way to keep you on track.
Yeah, definitely. Personal deadlines are severely underrated, I think, because it gives you that pressure of having an actual deadline, because it's written in the diary, so you've got to do it. But like, it's not obviously got quite the same pressure as having to submit. I know, like, having someone read over my essays, like, I didn't do it in first and second year, but this year I worked with disability and had someone who was reading over my essays, and it was so helpful, not only to have like someone reading over my stuff, but also just to have that, as you say, that extra deadline of like, okay, I need to have this sent to them like a week prior to when the essay is actually due. So definitely make use of those services if you're struggling, especially. But even if you're not, like, you know, I would not have considered myself a struggling student. Like, I was doing well, but it's just an extra burden off of you to feel like, okay, if I have made a little mistake here or there, someone can have the time to look over it.
Yeah, and it's stuff that we're about to chat about as well. But I think obviously when you're going to uni, it's not just uni work that's probably going to be your priority. You'll most likely if either have a part-time job, or you might get some job experience at some point during uni. If it's not your first year, it might be later on. Or you're maybe going to a sport or society in your spare time, or you've got other commitments outside of uni. You might be going to events, to freshers, things like that. Because there's tons of events throughout the year. Like, freshers is obviously the big one, but there's tons more that come up throughout the year that you might be interested in attending or committing to. So time management is definitely a big one for uni, and managing your time, not just for studying, but for other things too, and for relaxing as well, because it can get overwhelming. There's a lot of people I know who just pack their schedules full and then halfway through the year freak out because they've just not managed it well, or they've maybe put too much pressure on themselves. So definitely make sure you have space to kind of decompress either at the end of the day or one day a week or something like that.
Yeah, I think having, like, for me, having one day a week has been the most helpful, because I know, like, right, if I work really hard now, I have one whole day where I can do whatever I want. I don't need to think of any of my responsibilities. And it's just like that extra little motivation to get stuff done, because you're like, right, I have this one whole day to myself and I don't need to think about anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, that leads us nicely on to job opportunities at uni. Definitely a thing to keep an eye on when you're at uni is job offers and things like that. So obviously be going for retail or part-time work in a certain sector, which is fine, but if you're struggling to look for work, a place to look out for is the Careers and Employability Department, which we've maybe mentioned before. Is definitely they send out emails a lot, and they've also got Student Central, where they keep a list of job opportunities or opportunities within the uni to get involved with. And often uni opportunities are paid as well, because it's outside of your course, it's outside of your uni work, so a lot of them will offer payment
and paid well too.
Yeah, and they pay well, so it's a big one to keep an eye out for. And the thing is, not a lot of people tend to look at these emails. Some people will get, because you get bombarded with emails at uni, so I don't blame them, but some people won't check their emails for from careers or from moderator, who send out kind of a weekly news, well, a daily newsletter. Really? But sometimes that's the main thing. But if you just have a quick skim of them, which I like to do, because sometimes job opportunities pop up, and I've got a job with the uni by looking through these emails, and that was just a nice bit of extra cash for me. So definitely keep an eye out for that, especially if you're struggling to find work right now, which I think a lot of people are.
Yeah, I mean, I think, as you say, like, in general, just, like, moderator also has, like, really good opportunities out with jobs, too. Like, for example, just looking at mine now, like there's mindfulness summer drop-in sessions, which might be of interest to you, or like it's advertising like the ELS summer reset program, which otherwise you might not know about. Just all these little things, they advertise like events that people are doing, they advertise research opportunities. Like we get a research digest too. I've like gotten some Amazon vouchers and just like been able to take part in research, because it gives you like a little overview at the top too of like what is going to be in the email.
And yeah, like I mentioned earlier as well, Student Central is your go-to for all booking with student services or with job opportunities as well. Most likely they'll have the proper requirements for submitting an application on there. You might not have to submit your application to Student Central, but it might tell you exactly what you need to do. So definitely have a look on there if you're looking to book anything within the uni.
Yeah, we also have careers advisors too. They're booked through Student Central. They're amazing, incredible people. 10 out of 10 would recommend going. Help me get my first job just by looking over my CV and stuff. But talking about some slightly more fun stuff now, we kind of touched on it earlier. Events, societies, sports. I can only like highly recommend to get involved with a society or a sport. Like, it genuinely has made my uni experience so much better, just being part of like a community of people that like enjoy the same things that I do. And even like most societies do like bigger things like events, like bake sales, whatever, that anyone can join. You might need to pay like a little fee, but in general, like I know like musical theatre is like karaoke nights, and you know, esports has held like different little events of like mini games and stuff, just same two societies that I have been a part of personally. Yeah. but like, you know, most societies do stuff that anyone can join. So like, you don't need to join every single society that you're interested in to like take part in the cool events that they're doing.
Yeah, well, a big plus to that as well is the first week that you arrive at uni, societies and sports will hold a give it a go week, and most of them get involved, which basically means you can come along to a taster session, you can see how it is, and then there's no commitment, no one's going to come and bother you for the next couple of weeks to join or anything. It's just a come, give it a go, if you enjoy, come back next week and then sign up from there. And then a couple, depending on the kind of rules for the union as well, sometimes it'll be a couple of weeks before you have to be booked within a society, so sometimes you can give it a couple of goes before you fully decide as well, which is really nice, because sometimes you don't get the full experience on the first day, and sometimes it might take a little bit of time, or especially if you're trying to decide between a couple of societies, you can flip between them before you make a decision. I think for sports people as well, the sports are so well involved, there's so much competition, there's so much opportunities there, so if you're a sporty person, it's right up your alley. If you're into competitive side of things, and some of them are pretty chilled as well, if you just want a quick kind of nice sport event as well. And then societies, as we said, is just a nice little community to get involved with. And for some people, uni is the social life. Obviously you want the degree out of it, but you might be going for more sociable reasons, and societies are kind of the best way to get into that, I would recommend.
Yeah. Also, if you're like struggling, you know, with feeling like you don't really get on with your classmates or whatever, it can be really nice to just be able to chat to people about similar interests. Getting to meet new people out with like your small course usually. And then like, you know, the student union also hosts events which are separate to society. Sometimes they work with society, sometimes it's completely separate. We have talks from people. I think for Black History Month, we had like a film going, and we had like a panel of people talking about it. And then we had the same for, it was like a feminist film, I believe. So we do a lot of like film, like watching films, that kind of thing, having like people come and talk about it, like either like the creators of the films or like people who've been involved or are just passionate in that area.
Well, they do a lot during freshers as well. So there's like the bringing the therapy dogs. That's always a big hit. And another thing that I was thinking of as well is, which is maybe something to look for in your moderator emails, the student union often will organise, either with students or just themselves, ways to get qualifications, extra qualifications. So they've done mental health first aid, they've done bystander training for sexual assault, they've done trans awareness, where they work with outside companies, they bring them into uni, and then they set up the whole booking process. And I think that's definitely something that's well worth getting involved with, because it's like a couple of hours, and then you've got yourself an extra qualification that you can put on your CV, and also just some great skills for life as well, or some great ways to get more aware about social issues as well.
Yeah, definitely, especially if you're like in a field like myself, like sociology or anything like that, like it just gives you an extra thing to kind of have on your CV and have kind of like in your repertoire. But as you say, just also like the skills, because like I've done bystander training, and it's been so helpful. Just like it's really stuck with me. Like it's genuinely like stuff that you will remember. Like it's not just like a course where you sit there for 3 hours and you're listening to someone talk and you're bored out of your mind.
It's so well involved, and it's like obviously stuff that you will take with you. It's stuff that will help you, or hopefully something you don't have to get involved with, but something that if you do have to get involved with, it's there. Keeping an eye out for events like that, and then also the more fun events too, because there's so much on campus. And the thing with QMU is it's all on the same campus. You don't have to travel very far for anything, and then if you are traveling the same way every day, you know where you're going, so it's just back straight onto campus, and so many fun events to kind of get involved with there.
Yeah, and everyone's so friendly too, like even if you don't know anyone going to an event, at the very least you can talk to Sophie or Asia, who are the president and vice president. They'll always be like around there for a chat if you're feeling a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, well there's so many like supportive people on campus, which I think has been highlighted through the various podcasts we've done, because student services are more than happy to help, the student union more than happy to help, and then just sports and societies, they want you to join, they want you to have a fun time, so anyone leading a committee there is going to want to hopefully support you as well. And then if by chance you come across something that isn't right or that you feel uncomfortable by, there's so many people there to help keep that in check and to help stop that from happening.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's a nice note to kind of wrap up on. So thank you for tuning in to this podcast and the various podcasts we've done. We wish you the best of luck for QMU.
Yeah. Bye.